Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The United States is now administering an average of more than 2.4 million doses of coronavirus vaccines across the country every day. But as of today, in 14 states, the average number of new infections is going up.
The number of confirmed cases in Texas has been going down, even though Governor Greg Abbott lifted his statewide mask mandate last week. The governor is now in a legal battle with the mayor of Austin, who has continued to enforce mask wearing in public. A judge has allowed the mayor to do so for now, but a court hearing will decide the case next week. Austin Mayor Steve Adler, a Democrat, joins us now. Mayor, welcome. It's good to speak with you.
It's good to be with you, too. Thanks.
And on March 10th, Governor Abbott lifted the statewide mask order, and here he is explaining why.
It is clear from the recoveries, from the vaccinations, from the reduced hospitalizations, and from the safe practices that Texans are using that state mandates are no longer needed.
So those are the governor's reasons. What are yours for trying to keep masks on in Austin?
Well, we're trying to follow the doctors and the data to give us the best possible chance of being able to sustain more and more kids in person in school and to sustain the opening of businesses. We're not out of the woods yet. Here in Texas, too few people have been vaccinated. We have to drive down the positivity as much as we can to be able to avoid the impact of the variants coming into our city. We are so close. It's not instead of opening up an economy, it's what enables you to do it.
Do people feel compelled to listen to your order in Austin there when the governor is basically saying the exact opposite thing? Does it undermine you?
Well, I think people are confused by competing messages. But then, frankly, they were confused by the governor coming in and saying the mask mandate was going away. I think that's heard by many people to mean that masking is not effective or it's not necessary. I think it's really important for people to hear local leaders, our local health authority, very clearly, unambiguously saying it is important for people to wear masks. And we're going to do everything we can to help ensure that that happens. That message, I think, is critical for the community to hear.
Can you explain what that confusion means in the community? For instance, is it causing more conflict amongst people or for businesses there? How are businesses handling that confusion?
Businesses want to be able to have masking in their establishments, in part because they want to protect their employees. But they also are uncomfortable being the mask police. And if someone comes into their shop, they have an employee who has to try to enforce the rule. That makes them uncomfortable. But when there was a mask mandate from the state, their job became easier. They could say to the customer, hey, it's not our rule. We don't have any choice. It's the law. When the governor removed the mandate, suddenly they were put in this awkward position of having to be the decider and the enforcer. So I had many businesses ask me to make sure that we kept our mandate in as long as we possibly could.
The judge's decision here was not final. There's going to be a hearing next week, and the state is likely to argue that Texas should be able to set policy that supersedes cities and towns, and that local businesses should be the ones to decide whether or not to require masks. What's your guess, Mayor, as to what's at the core of this disagreement with you and the governor? What kind of politics are at play here? Because whether you like it or not, they are.
And it's incredibly unfortunate that masking became a political and partisan issue. And obviously that started with the then president. And really, I think that's held us back. It certainly hurt us in Texas and in Austin, where people believe that your decision with respect to masking shows your bona fides for one party or another. I'm real appreciative that the judge kept our mask mandate, local mandate, in place for 2 weeks. That gets us past spring break here in Austin with the University of Texas. I think that will help. Every day we can keep the local mandate in place is a victory for us. Hmm. It's, you know, it's a new area of law. We can't find any time in Texas history where a state leader has been able to overrule a local health authority with respect to maintaining the local public health. And we're hoping that doesn't start now.
Wait, do you have a plan for what you'll do if you lose that case in court? Will you respect the decision?
Well, we'll respect the court's decision. We'll continue to urge our businesses and our people to wear masks. You can't enforce your way to compliance of any of these rules, and that's been the case for the last year. And we've talked about that a lot with our community. There are not enough police officers and deputy sheriffs. It's got to be something that enough of the community wants to do that you set a kind of a cultural expectation for one another.
Before I let you go, I do want to ask you something else. As the mayor of a big city, I'm sure you're closely following this week's shootings in the Atlanta area. Many Asian Americans around the country are feeling scared today. What's your message to that community in Austin?
Well, I certainly understand the fear. It's also something that we have seen in Texas. We've seen threats here in our city, Austin. And I think that it's really important whenever we hear anything like this, that the entire community stands up in support to protect and to celebrate the Asian American Pacific Islander community, because that community, like so many others in our country, gives us the texture and the diversity that really gives value to life.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.